Oh, the stream. Oh, the stream. I wonder what's happening with the stream. I do hope it's working. I do hope it's working.
I wonder what's happening with the stream.
Oh, howdy doody. Hello there. Why, hello there. Hello there. Everything's testing, looking good. Hey guys, it's an evening time. It's an evening time. How goes? I'm checking that everything's good on our various platforms. It's an evening stream. Usually it's a morning stream. On Twitch, Periscope, stream.me, and always YouTube. Making sure everything's good. Welcome. I'm Stephen Ingramus. Usually I don't do evenings, and it's pretty late. It's 10 o'clock my time. Eastern time. This is an edition of this show called Call Me Ignorant. It's the second edition. The other day was with my friend Navid. It was fun. We tested some gear out, tested some lights out, and I don't know. We just hung out a little bit. This one will be a little bit longer. The last one was 8.5 minutes. This will be maybe 40, something like that. But this is going to be a talk show, and back in talk mode, a talk show where I will have guests on, and when I don't, well, you get me, folks. We're going to learn new things, ask new questions, and spend a little quality time being ignoramuses together. You can try to join my Discord server listed in the description, and I'll take questions, musical requests, and topic suggestions. You can type those into the live chat. So I've never used Discord to chat people in today, before, so we'll see how that goes. And I think that's listed in the description on YouTube, maybe some other things, but I don't know. Hopefully I can get some people in here. You can ask me anything you want. I might play a song or two. But mostly I'm going to click on some links and look some stuff up. How's that sound? Well, how's that sound? Bam. All right. Usually in my normal show, The Daily Ignoramus, I go through a national day calendar. I go through historynet.com and onthisday.com. We talk about history and the history of today's date, if you will. And at the end, we do some news and we do some Twitter trends. And I don't really click on that many things because I try to keep it to about half an hour. But today, I will tickle my fancy. My fancy will be tickled. All right, let's go to Twitter first. Tom Green. Hang on. I remember liking the Tom Green show. It was not a bad show. Oh, it changed up real fast. Candace Owens. Oh, yeah, let's click on this. Heard about this. Candace Owens said some supposedly bad things about Hitler today. Or, I mean, not some bad comparisons about Hitler. Some bad things about Hitler. Okay, let's see what she said. Twitter moments. He was a national socialist, but if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. Candace Owens is facing backlash over remarks that she made at an event in London in December. But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. That's what she said. She got backlash over. She says, congratulations to Business Insider for being the first publication to publish the entirety of my comments, not taken out of context. This is what responsible journalism looks like at Business Insider. Was Hitler a nationalist? He's more of an imperialist, right? Like, I mean, if you think about it, wasn't he not even German? Nuanced attempt. Paul Joseph Watson says, Candace Owens' nuanced attempt to ascertain whether Hitler was a nationalist or not doesn't mean she endorses Hitler. I don't think she endorses Hitler. But yeah, really though, Hitler wasn't necessarily a nationalist. I mean, it seems like a nationalist, you know, will defend the borders more than want to expand them to the entire planet. I mean, he was like an ethnicist. He wanted the master race to take over the whole planet, and he was Austrian, I think. See, this is the part where I should look it up. And of course, I'll go straight to Wikipedia. But if you want to find out where someone's born, you can go there. All right, early life. A town in Austria-Hungary, close to the border with the German Empire. I don't know. She said some stuff. People are mad. Anyway. Good rabbit hole. What does it say? Oh, that's an ad. Get out of here. In the Bible, Cain was a farmer of carbs. Abel was a shepherd of sheep, meat. And what happened? Cain killed his brother out of envy. Says a lot about excessive carbohydrate intake, doesn't it? But God never asked his prophets to sacrifice kale and tofu. Says a lot. Really gives you something to think about. This is fun. Man, people really go crazy over what people say. Should I be careful? Should I be careful? Not really sure, cowboy. All right. J.J. Redick, what did he do? He dropped some buckets. Ooh, 28 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist from J.J. Redick. Man, how old is J.J. Redick now? Any basketball fans out there? Any basketball fans? So Nick Szabo. All right. Said the news real fast. I'm going to keep going until I have a question about something. I'm pretty curious, but I don't like going with the normal headline news. Let's read it, though. Justin Fairfax faces eroding support from Democrats after new accuser speaks. New York Times. So I guess a second lady came forward. Fox News. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax accused of second sexual assault. Fairfax is starting to look more guilty. That's Washington Examiner. Oh, that's funny. I saw that today. That was a funny one. Fox News, hearing erupts as acting AG Whitaker calls time on Democratic chairman. Your 5 minutes is up. That was really funny. Wow. CNN, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells cabinet he has no plans to resign, source says. Oh, my goodness. Two Nazi mentions in one day. Fox News, Cory Booker compares Green New Deal to going to the moon, defeating Nazis. But didn't a lot of Dems, Fox News, 2020 Dems embrace Green New Deal as GOP sees campaign gold, but didn't a lot of Democrats distance themselves from it? I thought, well, some Dems backed it, but okay. Signed on as co-sponsor. Okay, 7 senators either running for the Democratic presidential nomination or seriously weighing White House bids have signed on as co-sponsors to the Green New Deal, the sweeping proposal unveiled in Congress Thursday. That aims to transfer the country's economy to combat climate change while enacting a host of new welfare programs. Yeesh. political ammunition up to up their attacks on Democrats, hoping to oust President Trump from the Oval Office in 2020. Which seven? Which, they said like seven Democrats endorsed it. And there were, so Kamala Harris. Cory Booker. Whatever. Don't like it, folks. It says they'll pay people who are unwilling to work. unwilling to work jobs. Yeah, why does that need to be there in there under climate change? NBCNews.com, tax code changes leave Americans asking what happened to my refund. Politico, average tax refund down 8.4% in the first filing week. How's everybody doing out there? You can follow me on Twitter at Ignoramus Steve. Email me at Stephen Ignoramus, with a PH, StephenIgnoramus@gmail.com. Ooh, this coffee just burnt my thumb. I just did, in my day job, I'm a sound guy and a music teacher. I just did my second light gig. Did lights for a show. 'Twas fun, but I think one blew a fuse. So the one I read a couple minutes ago about that dude talking about Cain and Abel, I encourage everyone to interpret this tweet in the most literal way possible, and from whatever perspective hurts your feelings and offends you the most. Pat yourself on the back. You are very smart for thinking this way. I'll read it again. In the Bible, Cain was a farmer of carbs. Abel was a shepherd of sheep meat. And what happened? Cain killed his brother out of envy. Says a lot about excessive carbohydrate intake, doesn't it? God never asked his prophets to sacrifice kale and tofu. Says a lot. It really gives you something to think about. It's quite possible a vegan committed the first murder. Was this because of the amino acid deficiency that prevented him from thinking clearly? Was it the substandard hormonal health? Wow. Dude. I think this guy's a trainer or something like that. It's Alexander J.A. Cortez. I don't take Twitter very seriously, everybody. So I just follow people all day. And whoever's kind of the funniest, mostly. I don't know. I just like Twitter. I used to not like it. I really enjoy it now. Reason.com. I either hate everything they're saying or like everything they're saying. All right, back to news. Back to news. Hey, someone's checking us out on YouTube. Type something in if you want me to look it up. It's an Ask Me Anything, anything. All right, Fox News. Trump confirms details of second summit with North Korea, touting its potential as economic powerhouse. CNN, Trump announces that he and Kim Jong-un will meet in Hanoi, Vietnam. There's a funny video where a guy, I don't know, if I play this, will it go to the stream? I guess one of the points of this one is I can check tech. Eventually I want people to call in on Discord. I have it set up and it's listed in the description. We can do a call-in show. I'm going to check a YouTube video, see if we can play the audio. Wonder if it will work. So, Kim Jong-un, New York. It's very funny. Okay. So it's going to... I'm going to hear it. No, I don't want to play the video. No. Sorry, y'all. Because when I get taken down or something like that? Okay. So, what do I got to do? Will I get taken down? Will I get, like, messed with or taken down if I play this? If I provide commentary and stop it every once in a while, isn't that what it is? So, can you guys hear that? That's what I'm wondering. Kim Jong-un in New York. All right, let's see if that worked. Go back to here. Did this work?
If I provide commentary and stop it every once in a while, isn't that what it is? So, can you guys hear that? That's what I'm wondering. Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, you can. That's awesome. Super cool. Super awesome. Okay, figure that out. Thanks for hanging with us. So when I play tracks from the computer, it'll get heard. It'll get heard. Wunderbar. So when I do this... Yeah, man, that's pretty funny. His face.
Moon in New York. Get her.
Yeah, that's good sound quality. Alright. Alright. That was funny. Okay.
You have rockets.
So now I know that'll work, which is great. All right. If that actually happened, that'd be crazy. I thought I saw Bono once. I thought I saw Bono and the Edge walking around once at a music conference. But now I'm pretty convinced that it was a fake Bono and the Edge. I think it was fake. Anyway, that video is really funny. So yeah, if you guys want to type in whatever videos or whatever topics you want me to look up, I can just go ahead and do that. I can just go ahead and do it. I don't know. That's great. All right. Al Jazeera World. AlJazeera.com. Volunteers ready U.S. aid for Venezuela. Maduro vows to block it. Wow. NPR. Humanitarian aid is blocked amid Venezuelan political crisis. Call me ignorant, but a storm's brewing down there. All right. Second Korean summit. Reuters exclusive. Once spoiler, Pakistan starts behind-the-scenes aid to U.S. Taliban talks. So, yeah, they started Taliban peace talks. Bring them home. Bring them home. Bring them home for Christmas. We're spending too much cheese. Brah. The New York Times. Trump defies congressional deadline on Khashoggi report. Oh, yeah, I read about that earlier. So, yeah, they can now demand a report or something like that. CNN's White House refuses to meet Congress deadline on Khashoggi killing. What's up with this, the U.S. Taliban talks? All right. Why am I more into the world stuff than the at-home stuff? Is it because everyone just talks about the at-home stuff so much? This bores me. That bores me. This interests me. All right, exclusive, long a spoiler. Pakistan starts behind-the-scenes aid to U.S. Taliban talks. Washington, Peshawar, Pakistan, Reuters. Pakistan, long at odds with the United States over the war in Afghanistan, has begun to play a behind-the-scenes but central role in supporting U.S. peace talks with the Afghan Taliban, including by facilitating travel to negotiations. U.S. officials and Taliban sources told Reuters. The Pakistani assistance, which has not been reported in such detail before, also includes exerting pressure on Taliban leaders who fail to cooperate, including by detaining members of the militants' families, the insurgents say. Pakistan's role... Let's see what this is all about. Cool. Pakistan's role in the peace negotiations is a delicate one, with Islamabad seeking to avoid demonstrating the kind of broad influence over the Taliban that Washington has long accused it of having. Sources caution its help, but could be temporary. Yeah. What will be, whatever be, will be. Drinking coffee at 10:22. Drinking coffee at 10:22. I got a, I don't know. I just started my getting serious about my YouTube channel about a month ago, and one of the people that I've been following for a while as a journalist is Tim Pool. Check him out, Tim Pool, Timcast. Someone who's I've been following longer than that is Joe Rogan, and Tim Pool is on Joe Rogan today, and it. It's kind of cool to see a YouTuber get on such a big platform. I guess Joe Rogan is a YouTuber too, but he's more of a celebrity, comedian. Yeah, Tim Pool is an independent journalist just on YouTube, and he goes to other countries, I think, and does kind of stories that other people aren't writing about. Man after my own heart. All right, business. Oh yeah, the Bezos thing. Was it dick pics? Nude pics? Nude pics, right? Yeah. Washington Post. Federal prosecutors reviewing Bezos extortion claim against National Enquirer, sources say. They're reviewing. Yeah. Federal prosecutors. Reviewing Bezos' extortion claim against National Enquirer, sources say. You ever go to D.C., check out the Newseum. The Newseum is a really cool museum about the news, hence the Newseum. The Newseum. Super hot myself. I just heart myself all day on Periscope. And it's just that's just more fun than even learning. Dow Jones today, United Health, Intel lead blue chips lower. Merck sets up. What do I know more about, cricket or the stock market? Because we've been talking, we've got some cricket stuff going on. A wicket. 500 wickets. More U.S. So Candace Owens said something today. Justin Fairfax, second accuser, comes out. That was funny. I want to play this. So will this happen? Will this work?
New Swiffer Duster extends up to 6 feet.
No. Gotta go to YouTube, y'all. This was funny. your five. The art of one-hand typing. I got a coffee in my hand. This is so funny. Yeah, but they laughed. That was so funny, dude. It was so funny.
Now, in your capacity as acting attorney, Mr. Chairman, can we take your 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's right away. Yeah, let's see. Let's watch it. Okay.
Now, in your capacity as acting attorney general, have you ever been asked to approve any request or action to be taken by the special counsel?
Chairman, I see that your 5 minutes is up, so I'm here voluntarily. We have agreed to 5 minute round, and
committee.
I think that's a fine place to end the 5 minute rule.
The committee will end. We'll come to order. I will point out that we didn't enforce the 5 minute rule on Attorney Acting Attorney General Whitaker. We will.
I understand, Mr. Chairman. I was just saying that might be a good breaking point.
The Attorney General is in the middle of saying something. Answer the question, please.
Regular order.
Did I ask the question? Okay. In your capacity,
please ask the question.
Let me just repeat the question so people remember what we're talking about. In your capacity as Acting Attorney General, have you ever been asked to approve any request or action to be taken by the special counsel?
Chairman, I, as the acting attorney general, I am under the special counsel's rules. I am the person that is ultimately in charge of the investigation, and I have exercised that authority under the special counsel's regulations of the Department of Justice.
So I assume the answer is yes. I assume the answer is yes. You have been asked to approve a request or action, and you've said yes or no.
So I hope you guys got that audio. Oh, I see. It's really quiet. Oh, sorry, y'all.
So I hope you guys got that audio.
Yeah, he didn't get it loud. That sucks. All right, so I'll work on that. Got to work on the way to play the audio from the internet into OBS. Duly noted. Duly noted. Give me something to look up. Type into the live chat. I see you watching out there. Type something in there. Heat exchange. It was funny, but it looked like he kind of danced around his question. I wish that could have actually been it, but it was just funny. Good political theater. Good show. Washington Post, under Trump, EPA inspections fall to a 10-year low. Dang. Why don't we just get rid of it then? You know? Politico, Trump's physician says POTUS is in very good health after annual medical exam. Verdict of second periodic physical exam, president in very good health, Fox News. Dude. Fox News, Ocasio-Cortez calls to abolish ICE, says Latino. Oh, I already read this earlier today. It says Latinos must be exempt from immigration laws because they're, what does it say? Native to U.S. Yeah. Sorry. Back to Twitter. Follow me on Twitter if you want, at Ignoramus Steve. Ignoramus Steve, that's me. Shmee's me. That's me. Anything I missed today? I usually do daily history and stuff. Oh, wow. Dark. February 8th, 1990, singer-songwriter Del Shannon, Little Runaway, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Santa Clarita, California, at age 55. Awful Laws is doing their thing. Ooh, I'm not going to even read that. Today in history, February 8th, 1968, U.S., a civil rights protest against a whites-only bowling alley in Orangeburg, South Carolina, resulted in three college students being killed in history. Whoa. A crime a day. 18 U.S.C. 1657 makes it a federal crime to attempt to corrupt a ship captain into trading with pirates. That's funny. February 8th, 1960, Hollywood. Work began on the Hollywood Walk of Fame between Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street. Awful Laws. Merchandise may not be sold within a half mile of a church unless fruit is being sold. South Carolina. Alcohol may not be sold during an emergency. Utah. That is very interesting. I think my favorite one is Periscope. Keeping it moving. Keep it. Awful Laws. It is illegal for one to shoot a buffalo from the second story of a hotel, Texas. Awful Laws. Auctions may not be advertised by hiring trombone players to play on the street. You know, I just spent a bunch of money in an auction. I gotta flip a lot of it. Well, I gotta flip out a ton of it, or I'll be broke for the rest of the month. But I have a slight problem with buying gear, specifically audio and video gear. So I have a storage unit, and I'm trying to flip the equipment in it. So I'm gonna team up with a buddy to start a YouTube. I already did that, but alone. Team up. And started an eBay account where we're going to flip used gear, maybe even fix it up. I don't know. Having sexual relations with a porcupine is illegal in the state of Florida. Wow. February 8th, 1865, U.S. Delaware voters rejected the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and voted to continue the practice of slavery. Really? Delaware. Now, awful laws. Policemen are required to kill stray cats. Hibbings, Minnesota. That is hilarious. Dude, awful laws is funny, man. I wonder if they're all fake. Justin the Hill, Virginia Legislative Black Caucus calls on Fairfax to stop down following rape allegation. It trips me out because Fairfax is a place in Northern Virginia, and I don't know, it's just confusing. Just step down, dude. Make it easy so I don't have to say it all the time. What's live action again? Live action is a new media movement dedicating to bringing a culture of life and ending abortion. Culture of life, yo. I mean, I say it more at not as the political cliche, just we don't value life enough, man. Whoa, facts in your face. So this one I should add to this list. For sure. Add or remove from list today. Cool. You can follow my list. It's the best list It's the best list ever. Dang it, dude. I gotta work on my Trump stamina. Trump stamina. All right. Awful law. They got rooster laws. They got rooster laws, yo. Awful laws. Roosters must be at least 300 feet away from any residence if he wishes to crow. Today in history, Mary, Queen of Scots, is beheaded. Yeah, I heard about this. Facts in your face. PayPal once accidentally credited a man with $92 quadrillion. Quadrillion. So that's one above a trillion. Boom. Facts in your face. The cost of college in the U.S. has gone up 500% since 1985. Facts in your face. According to the FDA, the average person consumes a pound of insects per year, mostly mixed into other foods. Yum. Wow. I wonder how many times a day this one gets broken. Awful laws. You may not curse inside the city limits. Baltimore, Maryland. Man, that is just a trip. Some of those laws, man. Follow me at Ignoramus Steve. StephenIgnoramus@gmail.com. It's been a fun one, folks. I'm going to get something to eat, I think. I think I'm going to eat something. Heart myself again. In the face-off, the Guardian, in fiery face-off, Matthew Whitaker says he has not meddled in Russia inquiry. That is really funny. President Trump making America great again. Dude, that is... this should clear out my friends list. That's so funny, dude. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's sad. Poor Lego people. All right, folks. It's about all we got tonight. It's been a fun one. This is Call Me Ignorant number 2. Call Me Ignorant. It's a talk show. Well, I will be alone sometimes. I'll have guests on the stream sometimes. You know what I'm saying. I'll ask some questions. Spend a little quality time being ignoramuses together. You can join my Discord server or any other social media or support styly things. I spent some time on this today. If you check in the description, see... Follow me on Twitter, email, Gmail, Twitch, Periscope, stream.me, YouTube, Restream, Minds, BitChute, Gab, Reddit, Discord, Facebook, Patreon, PayPal, Streamlabs. I don't know. Sorry, big ol' itch. Let's get out of here, y'all. It's been a solid one. Check me out tomorrow. Or I guess, yeah, tomorrow, 9:15 to 9:45. I don't have work till 10:30, so I'll be doing a morning stream. Everybody take care now. Everybody take care now. Yeah. Peace out, y'all.